One-on-One, NBC Network Radio, one-on-one with William Wright. All across the NBC Radio Network, Steve Gimbel here. William Wright from Toronto formed a not-for-profit organization called Black and White Music Productions. All info is online, blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. And proceeds from the sale of his new single, one that came out this past fall, Saturday Night, goes to the Toronto Military Family Resource Center and also the Wounded Warriors Canada Association, which assists our soldiers who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and operational stress injuries, OSIs. William is a current serving member of the Governor General's Horse Guards Reserve Unit, which is based in Toronto, where he serves as a soldier and as a musician. Hello, William. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Steve, and thank you very much for having me on your program.
Yeah, no problem. So let's start at the beginning here. How did this all begin, this non-for-profit organization?
Well, I mean, it all really began back in August 2016 when I found out about the 22 push-up challenge organized by Wounded Warriors Canada. So I completed it, and my daughters, I was going through separation and divorce at the time, they helped me go through it. And at the end of the program, I thought, how can I use my music to maybe make a difference in the lives of our soldiers? So that's what led me to go with my first music release, which was called Going Home. And we went into the recording studio to record that.
So the Governor's General Horse Guards Reserve Unit, when did you become involved with that unit?
So I joined the Canadian Armed Forces in October of 1995. So I'm in my 26th year in the reserves. And when you say your oath to the Queen and country, you dedicate yourself to your country and to your comrade soldiers that you serve with. And I decided to go with the Governor General's Horse Guards because my father was an armored soldier, and I wanted to be like Dad. So music was became my trade. Obviously, I went through soldier training first, so through basic training, and then I went to my trade, which is music, and I'm in the regimental band of the Governor General's Horse Guards since 1995. And I was a Horse Guard cadet with the 2402 Governor General's Horse Guards in Toronto prior to from 12 till 19 at the time.
So the Governor General's Horse Guards Reserve Unit, can you tell us a little bit about the history of that unit?
Our unit has a great history in this country. We started off in 1810 in Markham in Unionville, and we fought as Button's troop in the War of 1812 against the Americans. And later on, the Governor General's Horse Guards didn't become the Governor General's Horse Guards until 1936 with the amalgamation of the Governor General's Bodyguards and the Mississauga Horse. So we actually fought as a unit as the Governor General's Horse Guards in World War II. And interestingly enough is we have we share a history with Humboldt. Back in the 1800s, where there was Fort Denison in Humboldt, Fort Denison, and we had a flag-raising ceremony on the property there in 2012, in June. So there is a connection there between the your station and the Governor General's Horse Guards.
And before, I guess, you got into the Governor General's Horse Guard, you signed up with the Army there way back in 95. Tell us about what led you to that kind of a career choice in your life and stuff.
Well, I was in the University of Toronto, and, I had my aspirations set on really continuing in music because music was a very big part of my life. I started playing piano when I was 5 and then went on to piano, and I studied jazz at Humber College. So I really wanted to continue on and serve my country. And it helped me pay for my university tuition as well. So it was really beneficial on multiple fronts.
And so all these years you've been there in the reserve unit for the Horse Guard in Toronto. And let's talk about the first, when you decided that you could raise some funds to help out the PTSD and the OSI.
Yeah, so I formed Black and White Music Productions in May of 2019. And on my board of directors, I have Bhavani Subramanian. She's the associate director, and she's our finance officer. We have Dwayne Grady, who is our operations manager, and Angie Beecham, who is my sister-in-law and my brother's wife. She is our IT manager and developed the website that we have, blackandwhitemusicproductions.org.
Okay, let's talk about what was your first song then that really went into the project? I guess not this one project. You started some other fundraising efforts before this one, right?
Yes, well, Saturday Night is our first music production. And under the umbrella of Black and White Music Productions, we are selling my Going Home release, which is the first release that I had. And all proceeds from the sale of that and Saturday Night go towards the Toronto Military Family Resource Center and Wounded Warriors Canada to assist our soldiers who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD and operational stress injuries or OSIs.
That release, Going Home, there's actually three songs, I do believe, right?
Yes, there are three songs. The title track, Going Home, is a tribute to Corporal James William Ogilvy, who served with my former commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Stewartson. So the song tells the story of what happened to Corporal Ogilvy and the AVGP Cougar when they were deployed to in Bosnia-Herzegovina on Operation Palladium, Road 03, in 1998.
All right.
So there are three songs on that. We recorded that at Metalwork Studio, which is where Triumph recorded all of their hits. And we recorded that in December of 2017. And I launched that on January 19th, 2018. There are, on the Going Home release, there's the Duel, Going Home, and I Need You, three tracks.
Okay, let's pause and listen to Going Home right now on the one-on-one session with William Wright.
Jim is my name, I'm a driver, you see, of this fine honored cougar. Dan's the gunner, Chris the commander, we were a hell of a crew. Out on patrol with our cougar, we were deployed in a Palladium. Over in Bosnia, Herzegovina, a squadron rotation 3. Going home to my family, going home, see you soon. Going home, Mom and Dad, going home. Going home to my buddies, going home to the Corps, going home to the heavens, going home, I'm going home. Nighttime was coming, it was getting dark, so we stopped for a coffee. Off we went home to Camp Maple Leaf. It wasn't that long of a drive. Out of nowhere a car cut me off. Then we went off the road. We started to tumble and fall down, we did. It was a perilous plunge. Going home to my family, going home, see you soon. Going home, Mom and Dad, going home. Going home to my buddies, going home to the Corps, going home to the heavens, going home. Thank you. time. Next time you look up into the sky, remember I'm there by your side. Next time you think of those who are free, I ask you to think of your soldiers. We are the ones who keep you free from sea to shining sea. Going home to my family, going home, see you soon. Going home, Mom and Dad, going home. Buddies, going home to the core, going home to the heavens, going home, I'm going home.
William Wright and Going Home here on NBC Network Radio. I guess the duel, though, the duel is the first cut.
The duel, and that's the first track, P on the extended play. And I entered the 2016 Perth Bicentennial Settlement Songwriting Competition for that. And the rules of the competition were to pick a bit of the history of Perth, because it was around the War of 1812. It was pretty much a military settlement. And there's a lot of military history that happened in Perth, and this song tells the story of the last fatal duel between a captain and the doctor of the town.
Let's check out the duel right now on One to One with William Wright on the NBC Radio Network.
So this is a song of the settlement of Perth. The soldiers, they were a great part of its birth. The soldiers, they settled there after the war. The officers, well, they were a part of its core. One of the officers we shall speak about, his name I know not, but this much came out. He was a captain who started a duel, for he was a soldier who wasn't a fool. The captain, an officer he was, and honorable because he took up his arms to honor his wife. Anything else he would not think twice. For ignoring his wife, for this was something that was not very nice. But two shot their pistols and one hit the ground. Then all took a look and there wasn't a sound. The doctor, well, he was shot right in the arm, and well, this it caused him great harm. The captain, an officer he was, and honorable because he took up his arms to honor his wife. Anything else he would not think twice. So this is a song of the settlement of Perth, of its soldiers who were a great part of its birth.
We're back now with William Wright, One to One, NBC Radio Network. Just heard the duel. And let's talk about the I Need You song there, William.
Okay, so I Need You is, you know, the lyrics in it, it's a ballad. And as Going Home is a ballad as well. So I Need You, to me, it's about family. And I actually wrote it for a couple getting married. The song, to me, it's more than just about a couple getting married. To me, it has very much roots in the military, because when you join the military, it is a family. You are part of a family, and the military has always been there for me when I needed them the most, whether it was getting through my divorce, my separation and divorce. And so, you know, the lyrics are, I need you, you need me, soon we'll be a family. You know, it takes two to be part of a family. You have to do your part, and the military does its part, and you work together to further yourself in the military, and they give you your trade. They give you a lot of leadership skills and people skills that are soft skills that you can use on Civvy Street in the civilian world, not just in the military.
It's William Wright one-on-one on the NBC Radio Network. Let's check out I Need You.
I met you, you met me, soon we'll be a family. I need you by my side, with to laugh and with to cry. When we take our first steps, I know they're ones that I won't forget. When we grow from strength to strength, I know our lives we won't regret. Have I told you how much that I love you? Have I told you how much that I care? Have I told you how much that I need you? Now we're on the way. Have I told you how much that you mean to me? Have I told you how much that we're finally free? When I look into your eyes, the skies are not so gray. We have found a way. I know that I am free and you with me. We are both truly free. We found a way, and now I pray I am free to cherish you. You are free to cherish me. You are mine, I am yours. You are the one that I adore. Have I told you how much that I love you? Have I told you how much that I care? Have I told you how much that I need you? We are on the way. Have I told you how much that you mean to me? Have I told you how much that we're finally free? When I look into your eyes, the skies are not so gray. We have found a way. I need you, you need me. Together we're a family.
With William Wright, one-to-one NBC Radio Network, blackandwhitemusicproductions.org, all the details talking about here today. And William, before we get into God's Wonderland, is there anything else you'd like to mention on the one-to-one program here?
You know, who's on the going home on the three songs we just listened to? So there's vocalist Mark Pounty, guitarist Lawrence Barley, double bass Jonathan Amador, percussion Chris Reeser, and I'm on accordion, and I wrote the music and the lyric, arranged it for the recording. So just to tell you about the folks on the recording is, on this recording, we're all military members. So Chris Reeser just became the regimental sergeant major of the 48th Highlanders, and he was formerly the drum major of the 48th Highlanders. Great history to that unit. And, you know, I've known Chris for well over 20 years. And when I approached these people, they all got on board with it. They saw my vision. And so it's brothers in arms. It's soldiers helping soldiers. And again, all proceeds from the sale go to the Toronto Military Family Resource Center and Wounded Warriors Canada.
Yes, I've heard a lot about Wounded Warriors Canada. They have a chapters across the country, and they do a great job with helping soldiers that are coming back from serving over across the seas and elsewhere, I guess, eh?
Yeah, well, they're really known for their battlefield bike ride, and I'll never forget at my at the release concert that we had for Going Home, Philip Ralph, who's now the Director of Health Services, Wounded Warriors Canada, great gentleman. He's a Padre, and he was actually the Padre of the Governor General's Horse Guards back in the day with us, so a tremendous gentleman. And Scott Maxwell is the Executive Director, and Steve Topham is the Partnership Director. So they have a number of programs, trauma and informed workplace training, resiliency training, PTSD service dogs, spousal and youth programs. So they offer first responders and our soldiers in particular a lot of services, as well as the Toronto Military Family Resource Center, which has 32 centers across Canada. So wherever there's a base or as close to a base in Canada, there's a Military Family Resource Center, and I connected with the Toronto Military Family Resource Center, which is just adjacent to the unit I serve with.
Right there in Toronto.
Correct.
And this God's Wonderland production then, when did that one come into focus?
So God's Wonderland is a song from the musical I wrote, the libretto for. The libretto is also known as the script, the acting part, in my final years of Northview Heights Secondary School back in 1989. So written the entire script back then in grade 12, 13. And this song is a song within that musical. The musical is called Black and White. And the story is, it's kind of a, it's one of those stories that would like Romeo and Juliet. But it's where a white boy falls in love with a black girl, and it's not really based on my relationship with my high school sweetheart, but it is kind of related in that she was a woman of color, and we reconnected after high school back in late 2014, and she was tragically taken from us, Natasha Gail Williams. She passed from a heart attack on November 27th, 2015. So I promised Natasha that I would get this musical to stage, and this song is just one song within a 24-song musical, which will be, God willing, on stage.
So the musical is still in the works kind of thing?
Correct. The music is. The script is done. And I have the lyrics for the songs. I just have to, you know, get to it. And we recorded God's Wonderland in December 2018 and early 2019 with Paris Black, who's a rock star, heartthrob from the 80s, and Olivia LeCaire, who's an opera singer with Opera Italier. And so it's kind of a rock opera version of this song. And it's a duet, and there's a lot of meaning in this song. And really, you got to see the musical to get the song. But you know, there are two versions on the songs. One is with drums, with percussion, and one is not.
And from this musical, that's where you got the name, Black and White Music Productions.
Correct.
Okay, let's check out God's Wonderland right now on the NBC Radio Network. It's 1-to-1 with William Wright.
Of doing it yourself, oh, do you ever get that chance? Do you ever get a chance of doing it yourself? Oh, do you ever get that chance? A hell that you didn't want to face but again. Have you ever thought of life as being such a hell that you didn't want to face the next day?
think we're just a toy of God's own willingness for him to do anything he wants to us.
Sometimes I think we're just a toy of God's own willingness for him to do anything he wants to us. When you're alone, or that he blends out our lives so that we fail, so that we're playing in God's wonderland.
We're back with William Wright, 1-to-1, NBC Radio Network. That was God's Wonderland. Anything else to add about this production?
Well, God's Wonderland, as I said, it's a song within my musical Black and White, and it's got the attention of quite a few important people in the entertainment community here. Mark S. Berry, 36 platinum and gold titles to his name, so he has seen the script and has a copy of it, so he is expressing an interest in assisting me in getting it on stage when the time's right, so I'm looking forward to that.
So if all goes well, we could see that musical come to life soon then.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to see that happen. Now the latest song in his fundraising efforts, let's talk about Saturday Night, William. Saturday Night, Mr. Saturday Night, William Wright.
So I wrote the song, I wrote it on August 15th, 2018. See, when I write songs, I write the lyrics and I write the music, so sometimes there's a lyricist and a composer, but it's for me, it's all in one. I was sitting at my piano, and it just came to me. The lyrics just flowed. It was just natural. As really most of my songs, it's not really a struggle. But what ended up happening is I wanted to write something for Remembrance Day, this past Remembrance Day, on November 11th, 2020, and I decided I wanted to record Saturday Night, so I assembled a band. We recorded it on October 31st, 2020, at the Audio District Recording Studios, great place, and Robbie, man, I love you. It was a great, great recording at the studio experience. You know, as was with the other recording sessions with Going Home, Frank Lucas, that was God's Wonderland with Frank Lucas and Kurt Israel Productions. Kurt Israel doing the mixing engineering and co-executive producer with me on that. So with Saturday Night, the group that I had on that was Mark Pounty on vocals, Lawrence Barley on guitar, Jonathan Amador on double bass, Salvatore DiCerbo on trumpet, Mark McPherson on percussion, and myself on accordion. And just wanted to say, if you heard Black and White earlier, that aside from the vocalists of Paris Black and Olivia LeCaire, there was violinist Aline Holmesy, double bass Jonathan Amador, and Mark McPherson on percussion. And so one thing I wanted to say about God's Wonderland is proceeds from the sale of that are going to create the Natasha Williams Memorial Bursary for my former high school, Northview Heights Secondary School, to allow a bursary to go to a graduating student who wants to pursue a career in music. So getting back to Saturday Night there, we have two tracks on that. The original, which is 5 minutes and 26 seconds, is the reprise version, which is 3:37. I came to the conclusion at the recording that I really needed two tracks. I needed a radio-ready version, which your radio station picked up, Steve. And I want to thank you for, you know, it must have been playing over a dozen times now on your station. So I want to thank you very much for you and your team of getting our message out there. And so, yeah, it's always great to hear your music. And really, it's, you know, with Going Home and Saturday Night, it's my hope and intention that it assists our soldiers to heal from their psychological stresses and injuries and to get them on the road to recovery.
And Saturday night, it really came around quick then. He recorded it late October, and boom, it was out on November 11th.
Yeah, well, CD Baby did a really quick turnaround, got me the ISRC code so I can get it to the radio stations through Yangaroo. And I was able to see that you downloaded it on your radio station, and here we are.
Let's check it out right now. It's Saturday night, Mr. William Wright on NBC Network Radio.
Saturday night, the stars are out, and boy, are they bright. The enemy's coming, they'll be here real soon. No need to worry about doom and gloom. The sergeant comes over, says, turn off your light. Says, we're in for a hell of a fight. Dig in your trenches, and you'll be all right. We'll be all right. It's not the Trinity, the fight was heavy, but we were all right, we held our own, we held our own. So it was one hell of a night. The stars were out, and boy, were they bright. The enemy came, it's always the same, we play the game. It's such a shame. 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 It's such a shame.
Okay, we just heard Saturday Night from William Wright. All across the NBC radio network, it's one-to-one with William Wright. And William, I guess this song also is especially going out to those who fought in the Korean War as well.
Yes, I wanted to say, so the original artwork on the Saturday Night two-track EP is retired Sergeant Roger Chabot, CD, and CD stands for Canadian Forces Decoration. So CD goes to serving members who have at least 12 years of service in the Canadian Forces. And he's known as the Canada's war artist. And he has a organization called Brothers in Arms. And he's, aside from being a very talented and gifted artist, he's also a producer of reenactment films. They were in Italy in 2019 and doing a reenactment of the Special Service Forces, the Canadian Special Service Forces who fought to liberate the Italian country during World War II, and my unit as well, the Governor General's Horse Guards. We were there in May 2019 to unveil two very large monuments that were dedicated to our serving soldiers during World War II, helped to liberate Italy during the war. So it was a very moving experience being over there.
And when were you over there again?
We were over there in May of 2019.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right on. So now that we wrapped up all the songs here, is there anything else you'd like to add about all your music that's going to help all the soldiers in the over the past few years?
So aside from Wounded Warriors Canada, there's the Toronto Military Family Resource Center I really wanted to talk about. And really, I went there for some counseling when I was going through separation and divorce, because, you know, it was a very difficult experience. And I met Kim Frost there, who's the Veteran Family Program Coordinator. She's amazing, and she runs the Guitar Jam. And I found out about the Guitar Jam at the Toronto Military Family Resource Center through my vocalist, Mark Pounty, who I also served with in the Horse Guards. He was trumpet player with me, and he's a phenomenal vocalist, as you heard on Going Home and Saturday Night. So Carolyn Clark, she's the executive producer of the Toronto Military Family Resource Center. And what they have is they have programs to assist our current serving members and veterans with making sure they get their VAC, Veterans Affairs Canada, paperwork done if they're releasing. They offer counseling services. They have a guitar jam. They've had yoga, different other health programs, and kids programs as well. I brought my kids in there when I needed some babysitting. And they, you know, when it's not COVID, because we're under COVID right now, that they offer a lot of programs for our soldiers, veterans and serving members and veterans. So, and another thing I wanted to give a shout out to is the Sentinel program in the Canadian Armed Forces. So I did get my Sentinel certification in 2017 and 2019 with my Padre, Captain Padre Robert Laguerre, who helped me out phenomenally during my separation. You know, the Sentinels really are the suicide prevention arm of the military. We receive training to see signs and symptoms of our soldiers that come back from deployment, because as I mentioned, what Wounded Warriors Canada did was they had the 22 push-up challenge, because on average around 22 soldiers were committing suicide every day from coming back from deployment. You know, it's one thing for a soldier to go over there, but it's dealing with what they witnessed over there. And we don't always have the processes and resiliency to get through a post-traumatic stress, operational stress injury. The Toronto Military Family Resource Center and military family resource centers across our country offer programs to assist our soldiers, and Wounded Warriors Canada offers resiliency programs as well to assist our soldiers who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and operational stress injuries. And I just wanted to, again, say that all my music, all the five tracks that you've heard are available for download on Apple Music and Amazon Music as well. You can go to our website at blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. I have hard copies of the CDs professionally done by Indie Pool here in Toronto. So it's a Canadian-made product through and through. And all proceeds go to support our soldiers, the programs that Toronto Military Family Resource Center offers, and Wounded Warriors Canada. So I want to thank you, Steve, and let everyone know and spread the word to pick up a CD. A CD, if you pick it up, we'll get it to you with $5 shipping, $10 for each CD. We'll throw in a bundle. Reach out to me. My email is william@blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. I will get you a CD across Canada. And once again, Steve, thank you very much for having me on this one-on-one.
Thank you. Thank you. No, you did a lot of work, and we're happy to have you on here on the program today. That's William Wright. He formed a non-for-profit organization called Black and White Music Productions. All the info is online, blackandwhitemusicproductions.org. And all the proceeds, once again, from the sale of his new single, Saturday Night, go to the Toronto Military Family Resource Center and also the Wounded Warriors Canada, which assists our soldiers who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and operational stress injuries, OSIs. And William is a current serving member of the Governor General's Horse Guards Reserve Unit in Toronto. William, once again, thank you for all your time.
Thank you so much, Steve.
And now the reprise of Saturday Night. It's William Wright, MBC Network Radio.
So it is a Saturday night. Stars are out, and boy, are they bright. The enemy's coming, they'll be here real soon. No need to worry about doom and gloom. The sergeant comes over, says, turn off your light. Says, we're in for a hell of a fight. Dig in your trenches, and you'll be all right. We'll be all right. It's not the Trinity, the fight was heavy, but we were all right, we held our own, we held our own. And one thing's clear, the end was near, and we had no fear. We had our training and our bodies too. We fought for freedom, for queen and country too. a hell of a night. The stars were out, and boy, were they bright. The enemy came, it's always the same, we play the game. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. It's such a shame.
1-to-1 with William Wright, a production of CJLR 90 FM, Laurent, Saskatchewan, the mother station of the MBC Radio Network. Online, www.mbcradio.com. We are MBC, Saskatchewan's Indigenous Radio Network.